is Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. The information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friday premiered it in Overdrive, but a lot of stations don't pick up the fourth hour of Overdrive when I do that. Some do. So I'm going to air this J.P. Morgan caught red-handed video where they're running TV ads for the holidays, basically implying that they are Americana, that they're underwriting everything that's good in America. So I'm going to premiere that towards the end of this hour. I also want to play a piece with Jakari Jackson, a boil down of a 30-minute interview he did with the godfather of climate change deniers, Mark Moreno, to give us the latest. It's very important information. And that is coming up as well. There's one more thing I want to do here, and I want to plug this later in the hour as well, just to get media attention to it so we can cover drones and then have the media show up and get our perspective on how the military-industrial complex is using our money to militarize things against us. And I have a stack of news on that as well I'm going to be getting to coming up. That we need to have our own little drone mob and probably watch the system freak out about it or something. I mean, at least that's what we hope, because then that'll get even more attention to it. It's kind of like storming the Capitol twice to bring attention to the TSA so they would bring the legislation back, which they're now doing. And we didn't really storm it. The media called people angrily, rushing in and getting in their legislators' face, storming it. So their attempt to demonize us actually helps, because they've already lost all credibility. But the system is delusional, doesn't understand how much it's disliked. So drone makers push to move up domestic deployment date. Drone crashes increasing. We're going to get to all that. But here's Melissa Melton and Jakari Jackson with a quick video report that I'll narrate here for radio listeners on it as we go out to break and then come back with the UN takeover of the Internet. Here it is.
I'm Melissa Melton.
And I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. Now, you've heard us talk about drones, hashtag drone mob. We have set a date. It will be December 8th, Zilker Park in Austin, Texas. Now, as you can see before us, we have here our very own Black Ops 2 drone. We've had this thing for a few weeks, but because of various things, we haven't had a chance to open it yet. So we're very excited. We're going to open it right now to show you what we have and what we're dealing with. So let's take a look.
This is how they're using little, you know, weaponized special forces kits. That's what it looks like. To make everybody accept drones along with the video games. They call them care packages. And again, we're gonna have some larger drones out there.
Yeah, you're a winner when you open the box.
And by the way, they say don't fly the drones above 400 feet, then there's no FAA jurisdiction.
I think you might want to take a look at this instructional booklet to tell you how to do that, because
this is going to be Zilker Park next.
I don't know how many. Wow.
Next Saturday at noon. Jakari and Melissa and other crew are going to be out there. I don't know if I'll be out there. I might. You know, I love meeting fans and listeners, but at the same time, it just feels like you're grandstanding.
When InfoWars last used drones, they were shot down. Not this time. This is a peaceful flying contest meant for fun and awareness.
And again, next Saturday.
In drone piloting, you've been awarded right here with a medal. You're
going to
be the next one to be
dropped. I am. I'm now on the records. Official drone pilot.
Well, you were already on the NSA database.
Oh, that's true.
And by the way, that's what it's all about, just conditioning everybody to robots. They're using drones as kind of the robot sentry rollout conditioning mechanism. So I'll be getting into those articles as well here today on this Sunday transmission. But Obama punched to Congress over UN, saying we recognize Palestine. We'll be getting into that some as well today. But the military-industrial complex is using our money against us to enslave us in a classical takeover. We'll be right back. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. Have you ever wanted to...
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are now into hour number two on this Sunday transmission. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166, over 140 AM and FM stations. It's got a 50,000-watt AM in Bakersfield turning us on. Was it today, carrying the Sunday show, or is it next Sunday? Point is, we are getting so many new affiliates, very thankful to all of them. Perhaps the Republic in Free Humanity does have a shot at kicking the globalist out and getting our basic freedoms back. If Alex Jones is becoming so mainstream, I think that is a very, very good indicator. Okay, I have followed the architecture of the Internet deeply for 17 years. Now, does that mean I know how to program a computer? Absolutely not. Does that mean that I'm a tech geek? No. What I do is I read what DARPA is putting out to congressional-level committees that is restricted but not classified. What I do is read white papers put out by global consortiums of government and academia, like the Internet 2 Consortium, as it's been called for 14 years. And I read the minutes of their big meetings they have each year in London and Tokyo and Austin, Texas, where they've met. I follow what the UN statements are in their policy meetings. And I follow the text of the Global Copyright Act they're trying to get through, the Global Cybersecurity Act, the Domestic Cybersecurity Act that go together like a horse and carriage, seamless integration. They were made for one another like lock and key. And I sit here studying it, and I marveled the last really decade never seeing mainstream media, even the tech publications, get it right. That is not the case anymore. And again, I'm not up here high and mighty going, I told you the UN was coming to take over the Internet. I was reading what they were saying at Davos 6-7 years ago, what was leaking out of Bilderberg. Because, again, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address in 61, President General Eisenhower, he talked about a technocratic elite controlling the military-industrial complex. See, they never play the full clip. We played it here many times. Just type into a search engine the text or the film, the video, which was shot in film, but it'll be called video, of Eisenhower's complete farewell address. We ought to air that someday. It's not that long. And he talks about a technocratic scientific elite breaking off and creating a new civilization behind national security auspices, totally destroying our free society. Well, that was 1961. Here we are all these decades later, 50-plus years later, and it's all coming true. So to just get up here and say, the UN's taking over, the UN's taking over. The military-industrial complex, run by foreign money-changing, fraudulent, derivatives-creating, Ponzi scheme, Lord, they got the whole world through fraud. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said, if you let private banks issue currency and credit and not the government, you will wake up homeless on the continent your fathers conquered. And he went on to say how they do it. They will issue themselves unlimited capital to buy everything up from you. And even if you arrest those bankers, because the quote's shorter, there's pages he wrote on this. He said, even, and I'm paraphrasing, if you can pull up the Thomas Jefferson quotes on banking, go read it yourself, Library of Congress, you name it, they have the actual copies of the letters. George Washington letters are online, scanned, it's incredible. Go read it. I don't just believe it when I see it on, I've gone and read it. And he said, he goes, if you don't take the issuing power from them, you can arrest them. They would give it all back to themselves the day they get out of jail. And that's exactly what they did. But side issue, I just keep going back to the banking fraud because it's what's killing us. Now, you have all this going on. You have the military-industrial complex run by foreign banks. And so when you hear, oh, the Pentagon, the DARPA, ICANN, the DNS registry that the United States created, well, that is the Advanced Research Laboratories created in the 60s. Wasn't Al Gore, folks. The guy's a congenital pathological liar. He had nothing to do with the Internet. In the early 90s, he sponsored some legislation to proliferate into schools. So he helped sponsor taking over what had been built as the web to make it more government. The point is, it's a government program for the web, for a full surveillance grid to be able to predict the future. That's what the Internet is. So to talk about what we're currently facing, you have to understand what the Internet is and what it's become, and there's different visions of what they want to make it. It can be a double-edged sword. It can bring us unbelievable commerce and liberty and freedom and enlightenment and education and true diversity of thought, or it can be a panopticonic system of total surveillance and enslavement and a system to blackball and erase all information not sanctioned by the globalist. I mean, I've already had it many times. We theorized about it a decade ago. Now it's happened in the last 2 years where a group will claim my voice is copyrighted by them and start killing tens of thousands of videos in a day where my voice is just erased, say, off YouTube. Everything that has my voice is now copyright claimed and taken down. My voice patterns, my voice print. And it always becomes such a scandal, they're restored right away. But that power becomes a major, you know, national news story when that happens. And it's already happening to other people. So that's why the Internet's so dangerous, because once everything's on the cloud, once everything's not on your computer, and they're designing the devices where you won't be able to have it saved yourself pretty soon. And that's all part of these new standards. They say, well, you can't be trusted to have it yourself. You've got to be up on the cloud. We've got to have Internet ID. We've got to be able to track you and tax you. And then if you're not good, ban you from the Internet if we say you've done something. One time is what Russia wants. One time is what China wants. The U.S. says no. Three times if somebody claims you've done something wrong, you're banned from the Internet. Well, that's banned from living. That's like people in Nazi ghettos who weren't allowed to have their businesses first, and then were told you have to go to this camp for your safety. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. You won't be able to get on an airplane, leave the country. They're already announcing all the old authoritarian controls that come out of a Judge Dredd comic book. I was at Half Price Books yesterday, and my son said, can I have these 1970s Judge Dredd comic books? It was like 30 of them for $10. I said, yeah, you can have those. And he's reading them to me today, driving to work, and it was like, this is what Agenda 21 is, Dad, where they wall everyone off. They have a tax on breathing, and they break up the families, and they surveil everyone. Daddy, this is what's happening. Well, yeah, because all that dystopic stuff from the 70s was based on what the UN and the globalists actually wanted. The Philip K. Dick novels are all coming true. It's not life imitating art. It's that this stuff was already being developed at the major colleges and at the major intelligentsia levels. And so most of these famous science fiction writers were either professors or doctors or were living in and around this. Have you read Isaac Asimov's Foundation series written 60-something years ago? And the whole thing is about computers that predict the future off of tracking your every movement. That is what the NSA Google hubs are. Now, we're going to go to break and come back in the next segment. I'm going to get into all this, but for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, Weekly Standard, UN to seek control of the Internet, CNET News, that's CBS, Russia demands broad UN role in net governance, leak reveals. And our Cybersecurity Act is to comply with the UN. Russians back down from leaked UN Internet proposal for now. UN calls for anti-terror Internet surveillance, and they want to restrict free speech on the web. You've heard of Google and Yahoo getting sued because World War II aficionados are selling British, French, German, Russian, Japanese medals. You get arrested in Europe selling a fascist medal. Well, they're in the stinking museums. My dad has a dental office that has some old museum pieces, and it shows a woman in a cartoon smoking a cigarette, one little cartoon piece, and a woman came in and said, I'm going to call the police on you. It's illegal to show cigarettes. Of course, it's not, but these liberals aren't liberals. They're authoritarians. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalists on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, my son, we haven't announced his name yet and destroyed all his innocence, but he really wants to be on air, and he's really smart. It's not just me and Dad saying that. The whole crew marvels. Listeners have as well. I can take him to cocktail parties with, you know, business barons and successful rocket scientists and people, and they're literally blown away that they're having adult conversations with him. But the point is that he was reading this Judge Dredd comic book, because I'm letting him, you know, start to read some of the old vintage comic books. And it's you know, dealing with these mega cities, these controlled compact cities, and the police state. And they've got a dictator who's made his fish the judge over executions, his puppet. And, of course, that's Caligula married his horse and made the horse the judge, or the regent over the Senate to decide things. And we actually have a document cam shot right here. It says, no talking, no running, no stopping. That's like public schools now, where they've first got rid of dodgeball, and then now no running, no shaking hands. It's total brainwashing, prisoner training. And it goes on to say, have you paid your fresh air tax? But they have a carbon tax. And then they've got aircraft tasering everybody as well. They've got drones that taser people. When was this? This was published in the mid-70s. This particular one, actually, 1984. So this is volume 1, number 11, September 1984. So there you go. And it says, the day the law died. Yeah, like the NDAA. And the new bill says, hey, the military can arrest you in the U.S. It codifies it more. And we can't secretly arrest you and disappear you unless there's an act of Congress saying we can, which it then specifies the last act last year in the National Defense Authorization Act does do that. See, they count on your ignorance. And then they announce, hey, NDAA's been fixed. Remember they said 5-6 years ago, we're not going to listen to you without warrants anymore. That is illegal. Now they just say, oh, yeah, Google hacks your computer with mobile cars. They have robot cars driving around doing it. Oh, yeah, it's 2012. And they hack your computer and steal everything from the NSA. They're not going to get in trouble. No. By the way, let me get back to the Internet takeover. The UN wants control to kill DNSs where your website can't be accessed. By its name, like Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, it's a prison planet, like out of Judge Dredd. And that's what they're building. That's where they're going. And what's amazing about this is I have CBS News, The Hill, The Weekly Standard, you name it, with the text and with the senators, everybody, The Wall Street Journal, Google's made statements, Facebook. Well, I'm not saying they're even good guys, but they admit. Arthur Herman explains the UN's Internet grab. I mean, you can read it. It says the Internet will be handed over to the UN and that the member nations will decide what's taken down. And they're already calling for any criticism of Islam to be removed. And I don't like bashing people's religions. That's why I don't get into, you know, any of the bashing this group or that. I bash the bad activities and behavior of groups. But they will, the UN has said, they will ban criticizing Islam. And then it'll be criticizing everything else. So there goes your free speech. UN to seek control of the Internet. Next week, that's now this week, coming up tomorrow, the United Nations International Telecommunications Union will meet in Dubai to figure out how to control the Internet. Representatives from 193 nations will attend the nearly two-week-long meeting, according to news reports. And then it goes on to have them announcing the Internet taxes, the regulations, the control, what even CBS News called Chinese-style net censorship, which is what the Cybersecurity Act would do, but Congress wouldn't pass it because it did restrict free speech and allowed pre-restraint of what people could do online, the end of freedom, basically, and taxes and internet IDs and all this. And so Obama just signed an order, but so no one could read it. Oh, yeah, that was in the news, too, last week. Obama won't let Congress and even the Intelligence Committee see his secret cybersecurity order. He said he signed an order implementing it, and now it's coming out because the UN's bragging. He's saying he is going to hand it over to the UN. So, see, Congress won't shut down our power plants. Obama just does it himself. Congress won't launch a Libya or Syria war, handing it over to Al-Qaeda. Obama just does it. TSA gets called before Congress. They just say we're not going to show up. Congress won't pass cybersecurity. Obama just signs an order, then makes it secret from Congress. Well, why even have a Congress? See, now they're telling you there's no reason to even have states. They're telling you there's no reason to have states' rights now in this country. As if the states never mattered. And they say that was decided with the Civil War. Okay, well, now they're saying Congress is vestigial. You know, I had Lord Monckton, founder of the third largest party in England, on just last week, and I had the head of that party. It's in the London Telegraph today that it's set to become the second biggest party soon. It's now the third biggest. It's like a kind of a libertarian constitutionalist national sovereignty group. And we had Nigel Farage, their leader, on, and he's a member of the European Union Parliament. And he pointed out that 80%+ of EU laws that are in England, even though England never joined it, 80%+ of their laws are made by the EU, and that the EU bureaucrats themselves are exempt from it, even the taxes, as I mentioned earlier. So we're under this thing right now. And it's so frustrating to know the military-industrial complex, run by foreign banks, created the United Nations in 1945 at Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco. The Rockefellers then gave the land in Manhattan, on the eastern shore of Manhattan. And the UN gives itself diplomatic immunity where their agents can commit crimes, and now they're giving the central banks diplomatic immunity by making them part of the UN. They catch UN people routinely with slaves, with dead people in trunks, with drugs, and they don't get in trouble. See, global government is a group of banks and mega-rich who created the UN, so that they could then transfer American sovereignty and British sovereignty and French sovereignty and German sovereignty and Russian sovereignty and Chinese sovereignty and Mexican sovereignty and Chilean sovereignty and Nigerian sovereignty into the UN created by the globalist. And as long as they have Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and every Miss America person up there saying the UN loves you, the UN's good, doesn't matter if the UN goes to Rwanda and kills close to a million people. They didn't just botch that. They helped murder them. That came out in congressional hearings, but wasn't picked up by the news. The UN is the most murderous organization I've ever seen since the reign of Mao Zedong. He is the greatest mass murderer in history. Hands down, no one debates that. Next is Stalin, then Lenin, then Hitler. Oh, actually, somebody does debate that, and I never played that last week. Will you guys queue up? We're about to go to break here. But will you queue up when we come back? I want to play that professor here in the U.S., and if you can, print me the article. What a great crew, and they're putting up with me and getting all this stuff done. Because we covered that at Infowars.com, where a professor said, you know, don't you ever say that Stalin killed anybody. He's a great guy. So that's called rewriting history, but... Yeah, so when we come back, we're going to play that clip of that professor and then get into my report on J.P. Morgan Chase at the heart of this, basically taking credit for Thanksgiving with a disgusting piece they did for Thanksgiving. I mean, they're the ones pushing Agenda 21. They're the ones pushing taxes to breathe, as the New York Times called it. So we're going to be going after those guys that were the number one funder after Goldman Sachs of Obama.
it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so here is the bottom line, and I'm going to get into a whole plethora of other really important news stories and reports here. The globalists have hijacked America. They created the UN to transfer our sovereignty in it. Take the state's rights, take the federal rights, take the nation's rights, transfer it. into the United Nations while denying that's happening, but demonizing anyone that talks about it. But here is even the mainstream news finally getting it. But again, Congress can't see the order Obama has signed because he says they have no jurisdiction, even though they clearly are over the making of laws. It's unbelievable, folks. It's a dictatorship of the bureaucracy. UN to seek control of the Internet, Weekly Standard. CNET, Russia demands broad role in net governance. Leak reveals. And now it's all public. UN calls for anti-terror Internet surveillance. They got to surveil you because the terrorists that the UN supporting going into Syria and Libya, I mean, it's ridiculous. UN takeover of the Internet must be stopped. Again, CBS News. RT, even worse than SOPA and CISPA. CISPA's a big UN thing. SOPA's a U.S. thing. Cybersecurity bill will censor the web. Yeah, and it's in line with what the Russians and Chinese want. Because all these authoritarian governments, including ours, want to suppress the people. They all want to track it. They all want to tax it. Global governance now seeks total control over the Internet. Natural News. Okay. Then enter know-it-all Politico. And what do they do? Bureaucrats from around the world will gather behind closed doors in Dubai next week. Yeah, and they've got Obama's secret order. They've already bragged, though. See, even though our Congress can't see it, the UN sees it, and they've thanked Obama a few weeks ago for agreeing with what they're doing. I mean, this is incredible. Bureaucrats from around the world will gather behind closed doors in Dubai next week to plot an end to the Internet as we know it. Or so Washington would have you believe. Oh, see, Politico. See, Washington acts like it's against it, so it gets it piecemeal, and then the UN plays the part of who wants it, you know, all the freedom taken. See how they work? So you think you have a choice. It's like Romney Obama. Hill lawmakers warn that the 120-plus U.S. delegation needs to fend off efforts by China, Russia, and developing nations to use the UN branch organization to censor or tax the net. Well, that's all being announced. Google is orchestrating an online petition drive, and even Grover Norquist is involved. The hype is the perfect storm for Matt Drudge. Let me tell you something, Politico. Matt Drudge is right about 1,000 times more than you are because you're deceptive with all your snot-nosed, fake liberal, you know, you set the agenda, everything. I'm sick of it. The hype is the perfect storm for Matt Drudge. The UN will take over the Internet unless you act fast. Oh, my gosh. It's very important, but then it goes on to say, but that's not really what's going to happen. What's more likely, almost certain to happen, really, is the World Conference on Telecommunications will fail to change much of anything. Oh, yeah? Except increasing all the move towards taxation, web IDs, shutting people's sites down with no congressional oversight, no judge, no jury. The FBI just takes your website away, just like the Chinese government does. Again, they just label tyranny like it's no big deal. That's what they do. And so it's going on whether Politico admits it or not. Okay, they always want to play this game of denying all this. Yeah, I talked about this. It's got an interesting bleep over it because there's some cuss words, the sound of a buzzsaw. But video, New Jersey professor angrily claims Stalin killed nobody. Communist professor and apologist for mass murder, Paul Joseph Watson. Here's a clip of that.
You finished asking? I'm going to answer you. What you said is all the falsifications that go on in the school systems in this world, Soviet history is falsified the most. Yet to find one crime that Stalin committed.
And then we'd like to put Stalin, a great humanist. Stalin used to say, death of one person is a tragedy. Death of a million, just statistic.
Yeah, unbelievable. Go read the article. Go see the images of the million Stalin killed. Shifting gears, if you go to Infowars.com, cops arrest man at Christmas parade for telling children Santa isn't real. Ethan Huff, Natural News, and has links to the different Canadian papers. That's in Kingston, Ontario. And he was out there telling people that Santa Claus isn't real and is a fable. So they arrested him for, well, I guess, disturbing the peace. Kind of like they like to arrest you if you say that Obama didn't really kill Osama. Osama was dead 10 years ago. More and more of that comes out. They've killed most of SEAL Team 6 to cover that up. Kind of like they killed Pat Tillman when he said he was going to come home, talk about all the corruption. But let's go ahead and go to myself. Last weekend, I was out in an open-air market. Came across the Santa Claus, I had my children with me. And I said, hey, you know, are you as real as Bin Laden? And he said, oh, I'm a lot more alive. And he goes, have a good one, Alex. So I couldn't even get him. I guess later I talked to him saying he is a listener. I guess he knows all our names. I guess he is real or I'll be arrested. Here's a short clip of that.
What are you doing out there?
How you doing, Santa?
I'm doing great. I'll see you soon.
Are you as real as Osama bin Laden?
I'm a whole lot more alive.
Absolutely. There you go. Well, there's another fable, ladies and gentlemen.
Merry Christmas, Alex.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now I can't even make jokes with Santa Claus, not knowing that the guy was a listener. I thought I would stop and here at the local shopping mall and get him to make a comment about Bin Laden not being real. And lo and behold, the guy was a listener. So Alex Jones signing off for Infowars.com.
Okay, we've got our final segment coming up. I'm not going to have time to air the Mark Moreno highlights of an extended interview Jakari Jackson did with him on Friday, but I will air that tomorrow on the weekday show. Also, I've known Joe Rogan since about 1998, an accomplished comic and a very interesting person. And I've known Joe really well for a long time. He invited me out to see a show last night. Sold out here in Austin at the Moody Theater at the W. And I did my best interview ever with Joe. We got about 45-minute interview conducted at the start and at the end of his routine. And he gets into the New World Order, everything. That's going to air, I think, in pieces this week on the weekday show. And we're going to be talking about the nature of the media so much more with Joe Rogan. A UFC commentator, a host of Fear Factor, so many other shows, news radio, but a really interesting person. And it's an example of how he's more successful now with 3-day-a-week video, audio, podcast, with now about 1 million people tuning in each time conservatively, than, Howard Stern's been on the internet. And it's really an example of what I've been able to do. It just shows how big dominant corporate media cannot contend with somebody that is not wearing blinders, somebody that's not going through a filter. And let me tell you, folks, it is quite a responsibility to know there's nobody out there to stop what I can say on the radio. There's no gatekeepers. There's nobody controlling me but my own conscience and the fact that I need to have responsibility in what I cover. And I know a lot of this stuff sounds absolutely insane. It's because the elites are insane. I mean, if you look at elites throughout history, it's rare when they're not megalomaniacs and out of control. And it's time for those of us that want to live in a free society and don't want to be slaves to step up. Because good people don't crave power. Sickos crave power, so they tend to get in power over and over again. And it's time for us to step up and say no to the New World Order. Also, now that I have a bunch of extra editors and reporters, we've really got them in prime shape now, and we are just going to churn out some bombshell reports this week, bombshell stuff this week on the weekday radio show. That's all I'm going to say, bombshell, bombshell, bombshell with Ron Paul, bombshell with Joe Rogan. Bombshell with some other stuff I'm not going to even mention here on air. It's going to be a bombshell week coming up. Now, when we come back, I go after J.P. Morgan Chase. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system them from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get into this piece on J.P. Morgan Chase, the biggest shareholder of the private Federal Reserve. It is originally financed by the Rothschilds. If you're a radio listener, when we play this report, we have video. When I say the Rothschilds and Rockefellers have merged their banks and their family fortunes, we show mainstream news. When I make a claim, we show it. So this is radio with the documentation. And if radio listeners want to see the video, it's posted in a red link at InfoWars.com. And the report is titled The Destruction of America, brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase. Here is this special report. And I want to be clear. The people that work for the big mega banks are not bad people. Even a lot of the mid-level folks are not bad. And they have real divisions that do real things. But at its top, it is a predatory group engineering the controlled takeover of this country. This is the foreign group that has conquered our republic and wants to run it into the ground, into receivership, so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. Here is that report. Alex Jones here to report on one of the most sickening displays of high-tech propaganda I have ever witnessed. Since the week of Thanksgiving, the airwaves have been bombarded with a commercial paid for and produced by J.P. Morgan Chase, showing iconic images of soldiers returning home and the 9/11 attacks and people toasting each other over turkeys, the very essence of Americana. It looks like it was directed by Steven Spielberg. Let's analyze and break down this sickening piece of propaganda.
Let's give thanks for an idea. A grand idea called America.
Deftly conjuring an image that only existed in Norman Rockwell's America, we are then told finally that this image of a beautiful and strong America is brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase, the very authors of our decline and eventual collapse. It is incredibly painful to see them putting out this pro-family, pro-America image so that they can brand themselves to it, so they can tie themselves to it, when they are at the heart of destroying our republic and taking this country into debt bondage. Let's analyze this piece a little bit further. Imagine the cold-blooded calculation that when you're all sitting around watching the football game after enjoying the turkey with your family, grandma's there, the grandchildren are there, the fire's going, and you're bombarded every 10 minutes, because I was watching football with family as well, with J.P. Morgan Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. They bring you America. They bring you prosperity. They bring you freedom when they are steering this country towards economic collapse, because that's how they conquer you, is by economic fraud. They want you in debt to them for nothing but zeros and ones that they created fraudulently on their derivative sheet. In his farewell address to Congress, Ron Paul pointed out who the real enemy is: the megabanks. He called them authoritarian psychopaths.
Psychopathic authoritarians endorse government-initiated force to change the world.
He went on to point out the fact that when Americans lost their homes, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and others got bailed out.
Why did the big banks, the large corporations, and foreign banks and foreign central banks get bailed out in 2008, and the middle class lost their jobs and their homes?
The megabanks, led by J.P. Morgan Chase, over the last few decades put their operatives into all the major regulatory positions.
I think the truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. They have untold, unlimited amounts of money, money which they use, by the way, to get the deregulation.
Then they implode the economy in 2008, threaten martial law if the government doesn't sign on to their too-big-to-fail derivatives. And they did the same thing in Europe. Three bailouts later, the people are more poor than ever. The taxes are sky high. And the tax money is going to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, who again brag that they've conquered the world.
Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks, because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but tremble.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge?
If authoritarianism leads to poverty and war and less freedom for all individuals, and is controlled by rich special interests, the people should be begging for liberty.
I think it's important to also note that they say America is about being a free market.
Free markets, free enterprise, and free refills.
So J.P. Morgan Chase implies that they are free market when their entire business model is designed around government bailouts and government contracts. And when Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are at the core of pushing planned economies via Agenda 21, their business model is shutting down their competition using government regulation and then exempting themselves from those regulations while becoming bloated on the blood, sweat, and tears of the American people via corporate welfare.
The circumstances surrounding J.P. Morgan, is how big an opportunity is this right now?
The American people are angry. angry at Wall Street. You know what they want? They want our financial institutions to invest in the real economy. They want Wall Street to be lending money to businesses.
J.P. Morgan claims they want to get America moving in this ad, that they want to see that entrepreneurial spirit thrive. While making investments in China, where they have no carbon tax, J.P. Morgan is at the center of driving a program to shut down the majority of power plants in the country and, quote, bankrupt coal, which is projected to more than double the price of electricity. J.P. Morgan Chase and the other five megabanks are diametrically opposed to a real free market and a true system with competition and private property. They can only exist via a government license to operate their private Federal Reserve. While people like Jamie Dimon, who they're now pushing to be the new Treasury Secretary, sits on the highest levels of the private Federal Reserve Board while he sits as the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, giving trillions of dollars of free credit to himself and his shareholders. That gives new meaning to conflict of interest and Fox guarding the hen house. And who owns the private Federal Reserve? The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. 12 years ago, they merged their banks. In 2012, they publicly merged their family fortunes. I'm not just talking to people in the United States. I'm talking to humans worldwide. We are under bankster occupation. They think you're stupid. They think you don't understand finance. They think you don't understand what fraud is. This is a criminal takeover by a group of globalists that have given themselves unlimited capital through fiat fraudulent derivatives. I want to close with a quote by one of our greatest founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, because he understood who the enemy was 230 plus years ago. We need to understand who the enemy is today. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Thomas Jefferson, the issuing power. They can issue unlimited fraudulent derivatives paper and then have government sign on to the fraud they created and declare us their debt slaves. I'm Alex Jones for InfoWars.com. And if you are watching this transmission, remember, you are the resistance. All right, there is that report, and it's only the tip of the iceberg, but here's the Hill newspaper, Senator Hatch, Obama fiscal proposal, classic bait and switch. Well, it's a lot worse than that. I mean, when scum like Hatch is saying Obama's bad, look out. Because, I mean, you know, what he's saying is true. He says what Obama proposed this week was a classic bait and switch on the American people. A tax increase double the size of what he campaigned on, billions of dollars in new stimulus spending he'd be given to their friends, I would add, and an unlimited, this is his quote, unchecked authority to borrow from the Chinese, Senator Orrin Hatch. See, the globalists made a deal decades ago, back in the 70s, to let China leverage out all competition because nobody could compete with slave labor and suicide nets and forced abortions at the Apple Foxconn factories. And just like we can't compete with 30 million illegal aliens that'll work for less and they get welfare. It's designed to make everybody poor except for the ultra rich. And that's the system that we're facing here. This is the system we're dealing with. And Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan are the two biggest contributors to Obama. They were also to Romney. They want him to get us further into debt. It's all zeros and ones they loan us. And then when we go belly up with the increased taxes and the rest of it that stalls the economy, they'll come in and pose as the saviors again with a VAT and a carbon tax to, quote, get the country going again. The power to tax is the power to destroy. Understand it. We either stand against this or America is dead. This is a new dark age the globalists are forming. Great job of the crew. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.